A little bit of background. Forsyth County, now a bona fide suburb of Atlanta, in the 1970s and 80s, was mostly rural, mostly white. Probably really didn't consider itself a suburb of Atlanta at that time.
No, it was very much what we call a upper Piedmont Hill Country county. It was essentially all white, Steve, because of events that happened in the early 20th century. In 1912, essentially every African-American in the entire county was driven out. There had been a sensational case and a lynch mob of thousands of people, and then African-Americans were thoroughly intimidated, what can only be called a reign of terror, and driven out of the county. There were property owners who abandoned their property and left. There were sharecroppers and others who left en masse, and essentially every single black resident in the entire county fled the county during one of these infamous episodes of the early 20th century. Over the years, Forsyth County had a reputation of being, in essence, a sundown place. There are rumors of signs that said, "Black people, don't let the sun set on you in Forsyth County." And there were numerous episodes over the years of African-Americans who would go into the county and be treated at the very least with great disrespect and even encounter a great deal of danger when they entered the county. So that was Forsyth County's reputation going into the 1970s, 1980s.
And as the 70s and 80s evolved and Atlanta's population headed north, inevitably there was some friction over that situation in that it's mostly white and blacks are not welcomed.
As the northern suburbs did grow, all of a sudden Forsyth County is right across from northern Fulton County, which is becoming a very affluent place. And there is concern about its reputation as the, as a place where African Americans are not welcomed. In the mid-1980s, there was a local white guy in Forsyth County who had a martial arts school who wanted to have a march for brotherhood to kind of promote an alternate vision of the county as a more welcoming kind of place. And he proposed this march and eventually had to call it off himself because he was getting threats. And however, a march did take place on this date, in January 17th, 1987, where the marchers, the civil rights marchers, were met by a much larger group of counter-protesters who overwhelmed the marchers, who overwhelmed the police, who hurled epithets and bottles and stones and other things at the marchers.
This civil rights march, the Brotherhood March that did take place, was led by Hosea Williams and others.
That's right. And then there was a subsequent march the next week in response, because the first one, again, the images evoked images of the 1960s. I think it's important parenthetically to realize that the civil rights movement did not end with the Voting Rights Act or the Civil Rights Act or the Fair Housing Act, that in many ways these events are as much a beginning as they are an end. And often we have this narrow kind of conflation of the movement to those dramatic years of the 50s and 60s. But here we're talking about the 80s. And in response to this first march, the subsequent week on January 24th, close to 20,000 civil rights protesters, whites and blacks alike, descended upon Forsyth County, where they were met by over 2,000 very heavily armed law enforcement personnel, National Guard and others, and some 6,000 counter-protesters who included in their ranks people like J.B. Stoner, who had been associated with very far-right racist elements dating back to the 1940s, with people like David Duke of Louisiana, who had the National Association for the Advancement of White People. It was a very confrontational scene. It was the largest march, I believe, since Selma, or certainly one of the very largest civil rights marches in the United States since the 1960s. And again, the images attracted a great deal of media attention, and evoked Birmingham and evoked Selma and evoked these stories of the past. Hundreds of buses went up there. Interestingly, both Georgia senators at that time, Sam Nunn and Weitz Fowler, spoke to the marchers in Forsyth County.
Dick Gregory, I think, participated.
Dick Gregory. Hosea Williams, a longtime activist who was then an Atlanta City councilman, had been a lieutenant of Martin Luther King's for the SCLC, was one of the leaders of it. Coretta Scott King was involved. It was a big deal event and, again, attracted national attention. These images seem to evoke a different era. And here we were in 1987.
So what change did that affect for Forsyth County? It's still mostly white today.
I think so. Obviously, it's become a much more affluent county. It essentially is an extension of North Fulton. At least the southern part of the county is. I think north of Cumming, it's still a little bit different. But So it's a more affluent demographic, a somewhat more diverse demographic. I think African-Americans still are a small minority, but there are Asian-Americans. There's a growing Hispanic population. So it is certainly more diverse than it was once upon a time, and certainly a different kind of place than it was in 1912 when black people were driven out of the county through terrorist attacks, or in 1987 even.
Cliff Kuhn, thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.